Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Activity news from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, Australia, indicates that there is one new sunspot visible on the earthward-facing side of the sun. And that's an improvement over what we've been noting in recent weeks, where there have been no sunspots at all. So the sunspot number has increased by one, and The solar flux, the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux, has increased to 63, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number is now 2. So we're still moving through sunspot cycle number 24, which is expected to continue for several months from now. In the meantime, we have some station news. First of all, the Vatican Radio. Vatican Radio is now using a new frequency from the Tanang Philippines relay station for its Russian language programs between 12:30 and 1300. The broadcast is on a new channel of 9610 that replaces the former frequency of 9890. It's giving good reception here in Australia. Many Asian and Middle Eastern transmitters are now audible here in Melbourne during our post-sunrise period between 2300 and 2330. The summary may be of interest. 9450, the Philippines. The Far Eastern Broadcasting Company from Manila, with its programs to Asia in local dialects. 9460, China Radio International from Kunming in Cantonese. 9515, China National Radio Network 2, in Chinese. 9535, an interesting frequency, from Kuwait, Radio Free Asia, in Chinese, and that transmission is actually propagating via the nighttime path across the Indian Ocean. And another frequency for Radio Free Asia, 9555, from UAE. That's at Abu at Dabaya, broadcasting in Tibetan. 9635, the Voice of Vietnam, the domestic service in Vietnamese dialects. 9665, China National Radio Network 5 in Chinese. And just above there, 9685, Radio Taiwan International from Taipei in Chinese. 9740, the BBC from the Kranji relay station in Singapore, broadcasting in English. And 9765, China Radio International from the Nanning transmitting station, Cantonese. Another frequency for the Far East Broadcasting Company is 9795 in the Philippines, broadcasting in local dialects. And on the adjacent frequency, 9800, China Radio International from Kashi in Spanish. And on another frequency nearby, 9805, South Korea, the Korean Broadcasting Service, or system, broadcasting in Chinese. And 9820, China National Radio Network 2, in Chinese. Note that China National Radio Network 2 programs start at 2100, and China National Radio Network 1 stations start at 2030. 9830, China National Radio Network 1, our summary from China in Chinese. And 9835, Radio Television Malaysia, from Kajang, with the domestic service. And on the adjacent frequency, 9840, the Voice of Vietnam in Indonesian, that's the external service. Another channel for Radio Free Asia, this is 9875 from Tajikistan, broadcasting from the Dushanbe relay with programming in Tibetan. And 9900, Radio Taiwan International from Taipei in Chinese. And a further frequency for Radio Television Malaysia from Kajang, that's the transmitting station there near Kuala Lumpur, 11665 with the domestic program. And that's a different program to that heard at the same time on 9835. 11680, China Radio International from Xi'an in Japanese. And the same frequency, 11680, at the same time, Korean Central Broadcasting System in Korean interference there to and from both of those stations. 11690, China Radio International from Beijing in English. And 11720, another frequency for the Voice of Vietnam, again a domestic program, different from the frequency of 9635. So those are a few items of interest of reception noted here in Melbourne during our post-sunrise period. Across the time window, 2300 to 2330, that's 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. here in Melbourne. And it shows that Asian signals and Middle Eastern signals also are dominating in that time period. From Eastern Europe now, thanks to the information provided by the SWL DX Bulgaria newsletter, we note quite good reception of various stations in that area, in that continent, during local daytime period. It includes the following. Radio Kuwait, 0200 to 0625 on 5960 with 250 kilowatts non-directional to the Near and Middle East in Arabic, fair to good reception. 0455 to 0903 on 15515, 250 kilowatts, 059 degrees to East Asia in Arabic, and that's a very good signal in Eastern Europe. And also on 15530, between 0500 and 0800, 250 kilowatts, 310 degrees to Western Europe, in English, very good reception. Oman, the Radio Sultanate of Oman in English and Arabic, 1404 to on 15140, with 100 kilowatts, 315 degrees antenna, to Western Europe in English. And from 1500 onwards, on the same frequency, 15140, the same target area, Western Europe, this time in Arabic. Radio Rangin Karman, or also known as Radio Rainbow, via the Tashkent Uzbekistan relay station, heard on 7580 in Eastern Europe from Tashkent, between 1600 and 1630 to Western Asia in the Farsi language, Mondays to Fridays, 100 kilowatts, 236 degrees antenna. And a station known as Radio International, using the Ascension, Island and Wolferton relay stations. 0600 to 0700 on 7415 via Ascension, 250 kilowatts, 065 degrees to Western Africa in the Kanuri language, and also between 0700 and 0800 on 13810 from Wolferton in England. Same language, same target areas, and a good signal there. 250 kilowatts and 165 degrees antenna. Well, that information was from our friends at the SWLDX Bulgaria News Service, which is based in Sofia in Bulgaria. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.